It's time now to catch up on your comments. A couple of corrections first. We misnamed the Landmark Brewing Company near Market Street in San Francisco. Its correct name is Anchor Brewing. In another story, we called Ujet Urbina of the Detroit Tigers a slugger. Should have said he's a relief pitcher. And in a recent commentary, Frank DeFord said the college yearbook, the Yale Banner, was defunct, but rumors of that death were greatly exaggerated. The folks at Yale tell us the yearbook began in 1864 and is alive and well. Now, as you heard a moment ago, Renee Montaigne is out on assignment, and I have to tell you that around the NPR studios in Washington and Los Angeles, there ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
Yes, 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 that's Renee Montaigne singing for a story a few days ago about computer software that helps singers find perfect pitch. Help that Renee apparently needed, but I have to tell you that a friend of mine wrote in to say she never has to prove her courage again. A few of you also wrote in to say that your pets enjoyed this story. And Mark Eber of Fort Wayne, Indiana writes in to add, "What's so great about perfect? Listening to everyone from Howlin' Wolf to Hank Williams to Caruso will produce many examples that are far less than vocally perfect. The parts that aren't are the parts that convey soul. Please convey your soul, or at least your opinions, to us at morning@npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name."